how did you get people to shop at your store? Were you doing that to try and attract people to the store?
Yes, that's right, yes. And when we wanted a delivery wagon, you see, we had no delivery wagon. So finally, we had the crankiest people, funniest people. They had, somebody had no idea what they were doing, you know. We wanted a truck, so the people were put in charge of getting the truck. They come along with a two-ton truck. We didn't need a two-ton truck with six wheels on it, with all that expensive running that monster around, to deliver $5 worth of groceries. Mm-hmm. What we needed was a half-ton truck, so we could, and the same way in the woods, you see, we got a fella sent him out to get a donkey engine, and he was downtown somewhere, and he'd buy the hoist engine, which is a different thing altogether. He wants to run them little buckets of mortar up and down a building.
That's what he got instead of a donkey engine? Well, what was the donkey engine for?
Well, for hauling in logs so he could cut up the firewood.
So you were doing that at the same time as running the store?
Yes, and we had to quit that because the people that lived up there, they got mad because we were taking their firewood. See, they were all swiping firewood. Cuddy was full of it up there all
this
around.
This was Burnaby Mountain area?
In any area. So they drove railroad spikes into logs. And we let one of these big buzz saws and went through there one day and ruined the saw. So that stopped us there.
Why didn't they, just because it was their own firewood?
Well, they claimed it, you see, there. Because you see, there was people had been cutting firewood all on the waterfront there for years, you see. They would cut it and get a truck or wheelbarrow and wheel it back up to their homes. And when we got down there with a whole gang with a buzzsaw and donkeys, just, oh boy, that really wrecked their idea. So they started to wreck us.
Well, was there much opposition to the army?
Oh, yes, a lot of opposition to it.
Who from?
Oh, different working people.
So you had some opposition from the merchants, you had opposition from people who thought you were going to cut away all their firewood.
Yeah, that's right.
Why would the working people be opposed to it?
Well, they were just unsociable, you know. No cooperation with them at all. Greedy, you know, they just couldn't work with another person. They wanted to take everything they could lay their hands to.
They were people who were with them, who joined it? Or?
No, they didn't join it. No, some did join it purposely to wreck it, you know. I'm quite sure of that.
Hmm.
We had losses, stuff was stolen in the night after we'd like loads of wood all ready to move. They were moved in the night, and somebody who joined it knew all about that, you see.
Hmm.
And we had no trouble getting wood. We'd get all the wood we wanted. But there was a whole second of land down here at the end of the car line, and there was a lot of second growth on it. And I went down to the lands department to get it, and they said I'd have to pay 75 cents a cord stumpage. I never paid no stumpage. I didn't go cut the darn stuff and take it on. We've got to sell it, or we can't even sell it. We get money to pay the stumpage. Nonsense talking about it. But they didn't care when I went down there. When the government, said, never mind Bingham, he says, help yourself. He says, as long as you keep out of the hair of the government, he says, they don't care what you do. He says, they're up, they don't know what they're doing now over in Victoria to meet the crisis, you see. If you can keep away from them, he says, they'll be tickled to death. They don't care what you do.
Well, were you selling the firewood?
No, using it.
Using it for members of...
unless we had to buy something, then we traded the firewood off it. So we traded this paper money that was paid for with fire. And then, what else did we use it for? Oh, we used it for all kinds of things.
What was the aim of the army for the common good? Was it to set up a cooperative that would work, or was it to relieve distress?
Well, it was mostly to relieve the distress. You see, it was something that had to be done immediately to relieve the pressure. You see, to get certain things, firewood and food. And there was lots of it here. Anybody would go hungry in BC, they're crazy. The place is loaded with food.
And people just didn't know what to do.
They don't know how to go. They'd starve to death in that plum full of salmon. There's a bunch of salmon. Fishermen went up there one day and collected 700,000 salmon up there. They loaded up seven boats and they were sinking. And they couldn't sell them, you see. And somebody phoned me up and told me to get down the waterfront. So the fishermen down there selling salmon for 5 cents a piece. So I took two sacks down and told my wife I'm going in there and get me some cash. So she had a couple of dollars. I went in there and had more salmon I could carry. We canned enough lasted for 2 years.
That was you personally?
Yeah, personally. It was a personal job. You see, getting it off the fishermen. But that's what I mean. Nobody ever think of going up there and getting a salmon. And they never think about going shooting a deer. One fella had 7 kids, and he had no meat, and then meat for mother. For God's sake, get a gun and go up the inlet there. I'll tell you where there's deer. I said, I know where they are. And there's a salt lick up there. I said, and there's deer coming in there every night. I said, go up there. I said, and pit lap, but get them on the head and get close enough to them. I said, there's lots of them up there. So we didn't eat salmon up there for 7 years. Deer fed his family.
Well, did you work with the municipality or with other groups to help the unemployed, like with the
No, the municipality, there was, the municipality had folded up. There was no.
Oh, with the commissioner then?
The commissioner. He worked with nobody. All he done was collect money.
What about the relief department? Did you have any sort
of
contact
with them? Oh, yes, we had contact with them. They were very good. They would, we could do work with them fine. They were tickled to death to see us doing something. You see, we got all the tools from the municipality. So we wore them all out, fixing shovels and rakes and hammers and stuff like that, you know, for the dig the gardens up.
Well, would the relief department refer people to you?
They did once or twice, but as soon as people thought that they had to go to work, they didn't want to go to work. What they wanted was money for nothing, you see. And finally, that's what happened, you see. They were used to, I went to work for the municipality, and we cleaned out all these lanes down here and put in so many days a month. For $19 a month for a man and wife, that was what you were allowed, you see.
That was relief work?
Yeah, that was relief work. You see, well, I didn't mind how much work there was. I'd rather work than, as you could get meet up with a lot of these fellas on the gang, you see. And so we cleaned up, not a lot of good work, that's what it should have been. They should keep everybody working. There shouldn't be nobody, even now, drawing money for nothing.
This would be before you started the army
did this? It was, we'd be meeting maybe at night time discussing all this thing. It took weeks and weeks to get the thing started, you see. Once we got started, well, it was duck soup out of that because everybody saw where we're going to, you see. But, well, then we got the stores going, and then we had to run into somebody talking about the credit union that we could use. If we could set up a credit union, there's quite a number of the members could use the credit union. You see, they could put maybe buy a $10 share in it, you see, and add a little bit to it every month, maybe a dollar or two, and build up a little cash surplus. And then we could use that money to loan to one of the members for something they might need, you see, while they. The first one was in South Burnaby, the first credit union, and the first year they got $75. With the $75, they saved one fellow from losing his truck from being reclaimed, and saved one woman from letting her house go on the tax sale.
With $75.
$75.
And when did the credit union idea begin?
Well, this is.
Late in the
30s? No, yes, it must have been late in the 30s, because we had quite a few meetings. We had a couple of Catholic priests come up from Nova Scotia, they were experts in the credit union racket, you see, and they come up and we had speeches and talk about all the thing, but nobody was interested in Catholic priests, other than a couple of nice guys, because they were doing the same thing down there, you see. They set up credit unions down there and co-ops. And the Catholic Church was the prime movers in it.